Did you ever imagine at the time that you'd end up spending your life with him?
You, pardon?
Did you ever imagine that you would end up spending your life with him?
I never imagined anything. I never imagined even after I was called to him, Siddhartha was called for the purpose. And then he called me for something, come immediately, nothing more than that. And then when he gave the call, never imagined that I would spend the whole life, so leave all and come. So I went, we went, the whole family came. And then also we thought, no, not possible. And even now I don't. It's like that. It's good that way. Otherwise you become very complacent. It's a good thing, brother.
Complacency?
No. You become complacent otherwise. You know that you are here for all time. All the time it worries me and makes me wonder as to why would he permit a person like I am sitting here to be by his side. One who always inwardly all the time started saying that, why? Is he that what he says? Is he? And still persisted. That easiness persisted, and he all the more kept me closer to him.
Easiness.
But from it I learned gradually how compassionate he is. Others who would want to keep such a person around? Questioning the very boss, the very bread.
That's right. At the first you used to question things, too.
Yeah.
Not just at the first.
First means when do you mean at first means what?
Well, I thought like when you first came to Bali, you said you weren't that sure.
Yeah, I from the first, but never questioned openly. Why? Because I had not the guts to question openly. And not the guts, I should be fair to myself. Not the guts, but I had no use. Because it didn't matter with me, whether he is what he says he is or what not. But my mind would interrogate, is he that, what he says, is this, can it be so, is it that?
You didn't have the certainty about your doubts, did you?
I had the certainty about my doubts, no doubt about it. But it mattered very little, it was insignificant matter, my doubts were insignificant matters.
Well, in other words, they didn't seem to
They didn't bother
to...
me.
They didn't seem to threaten your being with
Lama. No, because I was not with him because he is great or he is God-man or he is Mer Baba, the ancient one. I was not. Because he called me, I was with him. But then when he started saying that, then my mind would say, is he that? Is he that?
Is that so?
Is that so? It was like that. It didn't matter. But then it led me to think, the same mind started thinking, see how compassionate he is, that a person like me, who doubts his statements, or who is not certain of his statement, and not only continues to keep such a person around him, but at the time, all the more he keeps closer, he makes me come closer to him, he gives me more and more opportunities to be with him closely. So that was very intriguing to me. Why does he want to be that?
Jairaj?
Yeah.
Did you come to feel Baba as God slowly over a period of time, or was there one incident?
It was not one incident. I don't even remember when it could have been. But very slowly, that for a period of 40 years, you may call it. More than that.
So you aren't really seeking to believe in Baba, it just happened?
No, yeah, it just happened. No, believing in there is a... Of course, believe means what? Believe that he's a good person, kind person, loving person. You know how I met him first? The first impact was because of the wound that I had. You know, I fell down. before me, just a minute before meeting him, fell from a moving, fast-moving horse carriage, you know, and in opposite direction, so I just went straight, you see, and hurt my elbow very badly. And then he tended me, took me on his lap, caressed me, so all that psychological impression was there. Is really very good, loving person, total stranger, yes, like that. So it remained. He's very kind, very loving. That was there. That was there. It began like that. Not more than, not less, just that. And it continued for quite a long time. Then, of course, the gaps were filled in by our parents. They would say that just do what he wants you to do. You should not refuse. You should continue that way. Why do you do? I would want to go and play elsewhere. He says, no, he has come there to your house. You go away from here. Why should you do that? But I feel comfortable with my friends. But do you know he's Zoroaster? I say, so what if he's Zoroaster? What does that matter? He says, you don't have any idea? Just like that. So such was the turmoil there. See, why they press me to be with him? Why they want me to play with him? Why can't I go outside and play with my friends?
All turmoil was outside.
Inside, outside, like that. Yeah.